Are you ready? Are you ready
for the Yahoo Sports Kings?
Whatever you got, I need.
You want to be the best? Work harder than the rest.
Whatever you got today, I got to have it.
You don't want to be the best? We'll just work like the rest.
All we can do is keep fighting. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show.
NFL Weekly Countdown Show.
With your host, Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
The complete NFL Countdown Show.
The best NFL picks of the week.
A unique brand of sports talk that focuses primarily on week-to-week NFL matchups.
I'm ready to smash somebody.
Player and guest interviews, game analysis, and predictions.
Leave it all on the field. 1, 2, 3. Leave it all here.
It's the complete NFL Countdown Show.
And it kicks off with the Sports Kings
right now.
Live from the Quicken Loans studios of Yahoo Sports Radio. Here they are, the Yahoo Sports Kings, Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on Yahoo Sports Radio. I am your host, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine, getting you ready for kickoff as we do each and every Sunday morning here on Yahoo Sports Radio. I am joined at our Parker University studios by my co-host, Hot Rod Johnson. Rod, how are you?
I'm doing great this morning, Mean Gene. How you doing?
Doing great. And folks, Ronnie Brooks will not be with us today. Ronnie gets a early vacation as we begin the holiday season. And me and Hot Rod, we got the show, brother. Let's go ahead and look at what we got here. It's week 14 and only 4 games remaining to decide who's going to advance to the playoffs for the shot at Super Bowl 50, Rod.
Yeah, a quarter of the season left. My thing is, if you hadn't done it now, you probably won't be able to do it. But there are some teams out there that are still in the hunt. I got some playoff scenarios for you. I mean, Mean Gene, it's this simple. Cincinnati wins, they clinch their division. It's just that simple.
It was that simple for them last year they played the Pittsburgh Steelers two times within 3 weeks and watched that division get away from them. But you're right, Rod. This is where we're at the point now. With a quarter left in the season where games are meaningful, especially for playoff position. But it seems like the NFC might be one of those things just really look like they're in place, especially for the number one and two seeds. But the AFC, who knows what's going to happen. The Carolina Panthers is the ninth team in the Super Bowl era to start 12-0. And, Rod, you know I have to tell you what happened New Orleans.
You did cover the game. That was a great game last week.
One of the best games. I didn't see the games on TV last week. You know, when you cover a game, you're stuck with watching just one, which sucked sometimes.
Not really, like, because in Jerry's world, when I'm out there, there are multiple televisions. You get to watch all the games while you're watching.
Well, see, and that was the case here, too, but the game was so good.
Well, it was pretty
good. You couldn't take your eyes off the one. And it was a late game, so there wasn't that many games. The truth.
That's right. It was a late game, the 3:30 game, right?
So it was one of the two games that were on that Sunday. But anyway, Rod, I know you got some. Let's just go ahead and paint the playoff scenario right now we can start it before we get into our picks, which we're going to be doing later. Because today, what you're getting ready to tell people today, they need to kind of know what to look for.
And this is what I mean. It's for the AFC, Cincinnati Bengals, as I said, they play Pittsburgh later today. If they win, they clinch the AFC North Division. If Cincinnati can clinch a playoff spot, if the Jets lose or Kansas City loses.
This is where it gets funky.
It gets worse than that. The New England Patriots, who they play at Houston today, they can clinch, and here's when it gets kind of crazy. With a New England win, New England clinches at least a tie in the strength of victory tiebreaker over the New York Jets. Or New England and the New England win plus a New York Jets loss or tie, or New England tie, the New York Jets lose, or hold on, wake up, Gene. New England tie. Yeah. It goes crazy.
I haven't had my coffee, and here you are.
If New England can't clinch a playoff spot, if with a win, or Pittsburgh loses, or the Jets lose,
But the reason why,
or New England tie and Kansas City loses, or New England tie and Pittsburgh lose, or New England tie and New York,
you might think that these ors are meaningless, but believe it or not, it counts. And there are some teams out there that are looking for any and every possible scenario, especially the teams that don't deserve to be in there.
Yeah,
one of these crazy scenarios.
They can play spoiler. They
might
play
happen.
Spoiler very
well, they may not even have to do nothing. Just watch one of them and ors happen.
Right. But you know the Carolina Panthers. They have a good game today. They play Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I mean, with them in the NFC, basically Carolina clinches a first round bye. They're done with the division. They're done with the playoff. They got all that secured. They clinch a first round bye with the win or with a Carolina win or Minnesota loss, which they did,
mm-hmm.
and Green Bay lost or tied.
See, so it's already started.
It's already started.
Right, and you mentioned the Atlanta Falcons at the Carolina. Carolina today, we'll make our picks later in the show, but I tell you, this Carolina team is for real. And what I saw there in New Orleans last week, I mean, it looked like the Saints was going to win that game.
If Cam Newton does not win the MVP, I'm done watching football.
I'm
done watching
I wasn't
football.
There with you last week when you asked, because you were shocked of my answer when I said, no, he's not. Mm-hmm. But after seeing what I saw with my own eyes, I think this boy is ready. I mean, I've never seen so much poise in a critical game situation like that.
Right.
It's crazy. It was unreal.
If he does not win the MVP, he's even second in the balloting team for the Pro Bowl.
Right.
You have 1 week left, ladies and gentlemen, so go ahead. And also, if you want to buy tickets, if you want tickets to the game.
To the Pro Bowl?
Yeah. You want tickets to the Pro Bowl?
I'm more concerned about those flight tickets to Hawaii.
Oh, okay, because the tickets are as low as $30.
Yeah.
You know, you can call Ticketmaster and so forth.
What about the $3,000 it takes to get to Hawaii for the family of?
I'm only talking about the NFL stuff right now. I don't have that.
Well, that's where the Pro Bowl is at. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but yeah, that's where the tickets may be $2. But
you got to get there.
But you got to get there. Tom Brady's in the lead right now with over 500,000 votes, followed closely behind Cam Newton. And guess who? Devontae Freeman is in third.
Yeah, Devontae Freeman probably lost some points because of his injury. But I tell you what, folks, stick with us because we have a lot of stuff. We're just getting started here on this week 14 of the National Football League. You are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
Get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quicken Loans Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
Trouble finds me. Oh, the noise of this has made me lose my
And we are back, folks. Once again, you're listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on Yahoo Sports Radio with me, Gene Sports Machine, Hot Rod Johnson. Ronnie B is enjoying some time off, so is Rod and me, Gene. And Rod, I know you were talking about, let me just talk about our sponsors real quick before we get into this scenario with the Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, show is brought to you by DraftKings.com. I know, fantasy football playoffs is getting ready to start. But, hey, if you didn't make the playoffs like Hot Rod Johnson actually
I almost went there.
Well, anyway, if you didn't make your playoffs in your fantasy football league, don't worry, folks. Just go ahead and start your whole fresh new team. You can laugh at all the other guys in the fantasy football playoffs, because you will be in DraftKings.com, a brand new team. All you got to do is register DraftKings.com. Use a special promo code SK2015 to get you some special perks. Show is also brought to you by ONFX.com. ONFX.com, new website. They will hook it up for you. If that's what you're looking for, you got a business, go ahead and put it out there. Let a professional get it done. ONFX.com. So,
no,
how
stop
is
right
this?
There. Stop.
Yes.
You had to mention fantasy football.
I did.
Who on this table with us right now started the season 0-4?
You did.
Okay. who finished the season 7-6 and made the playoffs?
You made the playoffs, and I saw your comments.
Okay.
And your bragging of the fact where you came from. Started from the bottom, now we,
And it is.
Yeah.
Mean Gene, first off, Mean Gene, before we go any further, we talked about our sponsors. You know who I want to give a kudos to? Mean Gene, this early in the morning, I want to give a kudos to the delivery people during this time of year.
Ooh.
It's Christmas time. Merry Christmas, early Christmas, happy Hanukkah to everyone out there.
Mm-hmm.
But coming in this morning, seeing those UPS trucks, seeing those FedEx trucks, seeing those United States Postal Service trucks, those guys are the real Christmas guys. Those guys are the real Santa Clauses because they're making it happen. So kudos to you guys who are out there busting your rumps. Probably, not probably, you're listening to the Sports Kings right now. Give us a shout out. You can reach me at YSK on Twitter, YSK Rod, and Mean Gene is at Sports Kings. Hey, kudos to you guys for making Christmas happy for millions and millions and millions of families. Go ahead.
Well, you're right. Kudos to those guys. You said they are Christmas. Now, sometimes they can become the Grinch, too.
Yes, they
especially
can.
Especially if they don't deliver my damn package on time.
Right. But I want to give kudos to the ones that are out there working hard right now, and they are going to get every single package delivered on time.
Okay. I almost got ran over by a UPS truck just getting here.
They delivering the trucks. They deliver. But, Mean Gene, I want to clear up something that I said earlier about the All-Star Ballot team right now. Devontae Freeman is not in third. He actually is the top running back getting votes. He's ahead of Adrian Peterson. He's at 300.
What other running back has had a good season like him?
Well, true.
I mean, you gotta think about it. I mean, because Adrian Peterson, we saw some flashes of old Thursday night.
We saw some flashes of old, but, hey, on Thursday night, I got to give kudos to the Cardinals defense. The Cardinals defense held them down. But real quick, Tom Brady, Cam Newton, Andy Dalton is actually in third place in the All-Star Ballot team, followed by Aaron Rodgers and the Gronk.
I can tell you right now, Andy Dalton probably – he's probably – happy that he made it, but I know right now he doesn't want to play in that Pro Bowl.
No, none of those guys want to play in that Pro Bowl.
I know he doesn't.
No.
Because if Andy Dalton ends up playing in that Pro Bowl, something terribly went wrong with a team that not only has to beat the Steelers and win the division, they have to go to the Super Bowl.
They have to go to the Super Bowl. But me and Gene, you're looking at a team, Cincinnati, Denver, New England, all of them sitting at 10-2 right now. Can Cincinnati pull it off later today against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who's been proven to be their nemesis when they have a winning record or when something is on the line? This is when we start to see the Cincinnati Bengals start to falter and not stick up to what they're supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean, they're looking good. Undefeated in the division, so the Steelers would have to pretty much, you know, beat them twice in the next couple of weeks. They already played. Yeah, they played once, so they did play the Steelers once. So Steelers would have to kind of win and hope some other things happen for them to have a chance to win that division. But, yeah, it's all or nothing for the Cincinnati Bengals. And another team here. I mean, will you look at the AFC South and tell me what's going on with Jacksonville Jaguars still have an outside chance to make the playoffs or even win the division?
Well, when you say outside, we're talking about Way outside. They're not actually at the window. I mean, you're looking at the Jets, who's sitting in sixth place right now at 7-5, followed by Pittsburgh, who pretty much kind of control their destiny with the if they went out today. Buffalo at 6-6, who have a winnable game today. And the Houston Texans, believe it or not, they could definitely make the playoffs or even win their division, you know, over there in the AFC. So
I bring that up because, I mean, but how do you say that the Jacksonville Jaguars have an outside? I mean, they're 4-8 right there with the Dallas Cowboys, who still have a chance.
We're talking about two different divisions, though. The Dallas Cowboys have a chance because their division is so weak. Right?
Okay.
And, you know, you're looking at the Giants, who's 5-7. They're only a game behind.
Is this crazy?
They're only a game behind.
Giants have lost three in a row and still have a chance. But this is where the Giants become scary.
Oh, yes.
This is when
they take off and win the Super Bowl. They've proven it before. We're not just guessing this, people. They have done this before.
I've seen it. I know. And I've seen where they had lost five in a row. Next thing you know, they are in the Super Bowl.
The catch.
It's crazy.
They've done it before. But, no, the reason I say Jacksonville, they're actually two games behind with four games left. The Cowboys are one game out. But let's go ahead. Me and Gene, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, and our producer Steve and I were talking about this before we started the show. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. You know I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm an NFL realist. I'm an NFL fan as well. Cowboy fan, let's just go ahead and let Romo – let's pack it in. Let Romo heal up. Let's not make the playoffs. Let's get us a good. What I mean, the purpose of going 8-8 and missing the playoffs is nothing, because now you're stuck with the 16th, 17th pick of the draft. Let's go ahead and suck it up and lose out. We can get a top 10 pick, couple it in with another pick, and go after the running back from Alabama. Offense is still there. Romo is healthy. Dez is healthy. Grab somebody on defense at the safety or corner position in the draft as well. Get a good backup and let the Cowboys.
See, this is what's funny when score. I listen to Cowboys fans, because this is the way you think, but it's not the way your owner thinks.
Right,
your owner thinks that he's still, if he gets in, he has a chance. So, and looking at some of the teams over the last couple of years, you never know what might happen, but it's highly unlikely. But when you got as much money invested in the quarterback, like,
but when he looks at that rest of that division, he's only a game out.
Right.
In the rest of
do
the
you
division.
Really hurt or you know sacrifice your quarterback just to get in and play a playoff game?
Yeah, because
he might get knocked out again, and you don't have him for the start of next year.
And I'm having to play Arizona, or Green Bay. We're gonna see how they do later today.
You guys have another draft like you did this year. It could things could can look bright. But anyway, there are some great games to look at today.
Well, wait, before you do that, we had a good game on Thursday night.
Well,
Carson Palmer brought those guys back on Thursday night, won 23-20.
Right.
Teddy Bridgewater had a great game. However, Mean Gene, he was 25 of 36 with 335 yards. He actually outpassed Carson Palmer, Mean Gene.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he had that costly fumble at the end. I like what Minnesota is doing. Even though, you know.
Well, a good bounce back after getting thumped.
Right.
4 or 5 days earlier.
Correct. Adrian Peterson was 23 carries for 69 yards. Arizona defense kept him intact. But, Mean Gene, Minnesota's quarterbacks have been sacked 38 times this year. 31 times Teddy Bridgewater has gone down. They ranked 21st out of 31 teams. They're ranked 21st there. However, they're ranked 31st, and they only have 31st in passing touchdowns.
Whoa.
9 passing touchdowns.
Really?
I think the offensive line is the
culprit. I think they'd probably be drafting heavily.
They would need to. I need
in
to.
That.
But, you know, nothing to take away from Arizona. They had a great game. I mean, Carson Palmer now owns pretty
after
much
the break, we're going to talk more about this.
Okay.
Because I know, yeah, kudos to the Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals.
However, I have to get on the play calling of the Minnesota Vikings. And what they were trying to accomplish, poor clock management, just poor play calling altogether.
Really?
I don't get it. How do you let your quarterback get sacked and don't have a chance to kick a field goal and tie a game?
Offensive line. I blame that all on the offensive line.
But that play, I mean, what were they trying to accomplish with that? And I know that's
the receiver was supposed to go out of bounds, you know, head out of bounds.
Do they?
He just didn't have enough time.
How many passing touchdowns did you say they had?
Nine.
So
I
what
believe.
The hell were they trying to do at that true, structure true. In the game?
True.
So it's I don't know. But anyway, I tell you what, folks, stick around. We're going to get into our picks and get you ready for kickoff here today. You are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show on Yahoo Sports Radio.
It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
Get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quicken Loans Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
And we are back, folks. Once again, you're listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show with Hot Rod Johnson, the Mean Gene, Ronnie Brooks, not with us this weekend, folks. So, week 14 got underway on Thursday night. Rod just told you what that score was. It was the Minnesota Vikings losing to the Arizona Cardinals by a score of 23-20. Call it what you want, poor play calling on Minnesota's part, or just great defense on the
Arizona
Cardinals.
Great defense on Arizona Cardinals.
So let's look at what we have today. We got some great matchups today, so let's jump right on in. How about this one right here? Seattle Seahawks, 7-5 at the Baltimore Ravens. I don't think the Ravens have much to play for, but they would do anything to just make sure Seattle goes nowhere. Should be a low-scoring game. Baltimore still has somewhat of a defense there, Rod. But anyway.
No, they don't.
None?
No.
Thomas Rawls continues to get things done. How about this rookie has rushed for over 700 yards? Where did he come from?
I don't know where he came from, to be honest with you. Mean Gene, I have no idea. But Mean
Gene, the most by an undrafted player.
Yeah, since me. Mean Gene. Mean Gene, here's something I want you to think about. The Seattle Seahawks, they're 7-5. They're on a little minor winning streak. They should beat Baltimore today. Then they got to go back across country, and they play the Cleveland Browns, the Rams, and they finish the season with the Cardinals. Mean Gene, it's very possible that this Seattle Seahawks team can finish the season 11-5, 10-6. Mm-hmm. It's very possible that this Seattle Seahawks team can be getting hot at the right time. This team knows when to get hot and when to turn it on.
Okay.
Still say they still have the worst receiving core in
the
history.
How are you going to say that? Well, they can't get hot without Doug Baldwin, who 11 catches, 239 yards, five touchdowns in the past two games.
Oh, man, please.
Yeah, but they get hot. Worst. And it's because of Doug Baldwin.
Okay. All right. You done?
I'm done.
Right. Okay. Worst receiving core in the history of the NFL. But, Mean Gene, they're getting hot right now. If they finish this season 11-5, 10-6, I could see them being a spoiler when they have to go play Arizona, because their first game of the season, their first game of playoffs, which could be Green Bay or, you know, the Giants, Redskins, or Philadelphia, whoever comes out of the East.
Yeah.
Very winnable games. And then they would have
somebody's
to go
going to Carolina.
The divisional round, correct.
Somebody's going to
Carolina, Arizona.
The division round. Yeah, somebody's going.
That can be a very interesting game. So don't count Seattle out yet. They had just started to gel and understand how to use Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
This is going to be a easy victory
but
for them.
But this is where, so if you don't think Doug Baldwin is a great wide receiver.
Great, Jimmy?
I mean, a good wide receiver. The fact that he has stepped it up over the last two games without Jimmy Graham. You have to give him the last two games. And you have to give Tyler Lockett, who, you know, made some things happen. They got a good kickoff return there.
Yeah, a good kickoff return.
With this guy. So, anyway, who you got, Rod?
Oh, I'm going with Seattle. I'm
going to go
with the woes in Baltimore will continue, and they should get a good draft pick next year.
All right, same here. Next game is the Atlanta Falcons, 6-6 at the 12-0 Carolina Panthers. And can I just say, Rod, the Carolina Panthers, it looked like the New Orleans Saints last Sunday at the Superdome was going to run them out of that.
Yes, it did.
That dome.
Yes, it did.
And I just never seen a team that just maintained their poise. I got soundbite. I don't have it available. We'll probably play it later, because if they go 13-0, we get the soundbite, because I talked to what's his name, Roman Harper.
Yeah. Okay.
And
the ex Saint.
The ex-Saint, they showed him a lot of love, by the way.
Okay.
And easy to spot the guy in the locker room. He's got more gray hair than anybody on the team.
Right.
And very humble. And I asked him, I said, you know, Roman, I said, how do you deal with the record? Will the record itself be your distraction? Mm-hmm. And he says, no. He says, no, this team is focused. This team, just like what you saw today, how they just didn't panic, didn't try to do anything, although that catch. Was it a catch? I mean, so I got a chance to finally be part of a questionable call in the game.
You know, they have a new catch committee.
Yeah.
That's reviewing, that's going to look at
redoing
the rules. So they have a new Joe Philbin, the old Miami Dolphins head coach, is a part of that. I don't know why.
I don't know how he get there. They didn't get too many catches in Miami. He would still have a job if he did. But no, but I can say it. And I feel the Saints fans' pain, because it really looked like he caught the ball on the ground, although he maintained. But anyway, the Carolina Panthers, I predict that they will lose. Maybe not this game, but they will lose one of these games to either Tampa Bay or Atlanta.
I believe so, too. And I'm actually going with Atlanta today.
You don't have a choice.
I don't have a choice. This was my Super Bowl team. They had me looking like the smartest person in the world, and they have this team. Matt Ryan, I have no clue on what he's doing.
Atlanta needs to win to have a chance.
No, forget them. They need to win to make me look good.
Yeah, they do.
Because I picked them to go to the Super Bowl. But I'm going with Atlanta simply because I've been staying by them the entire season. I'm not going to give up on them.
All right,
I'm going with Atlanta because I've always said that they would win one of these games. They would be the first team to
beat. Running the first part of the year when you picked them. But the next game, the Washington Redskins at the Chicago Bears. Who you got?
I am going with the Washington Redskins. This is a must-win for them if they want to continue their playoff hopes, division title hopes. This is the coach, Gruden at Washington, this is a must-win for him as far as his job. You know, with the whole RG3 thing, mm-hmm. he can definitely quiet a lot of people by making the playoffs and winning this division. I'm going with the Redskins.
I'm going with the Redskins as well. The next game we have is the Pittsburgh Steelers 7-5 at the Cincinnati Bengals 10-2. Who do you got?
I am going with the Pittsburgh Steelers, me and Gene, simply because they are, I mean, we saw them last week, how many points that they are capable of putting on the board. This is a big game, and we've all seen Cincinnati falter with the big games. I'm not saying that Cincinnati is not a good team. So if they win, I'm definitely, you know, not going to be surprised, not going to be my shocker. But I think Pittsburgh is just a better team clicking on all cylinders right now. Cincinnati will find a way to give this one away.
All right, we can't agree on all of these games, but I will agree that the Pittsburgh Steelers should win this game with the offensive power that they have.
Yes.
They should create nightmares for Cincinnati's defense.
Absolutely.
They've just got too many good guys that can catch the ball, and they got D'Angelo helping them whenever needed. So I'm going with the Steelers. Next game, we got the San Francisco 49ers at the Cleveland Browns. The 4-8 49ers at the 2-10 Cleveland Browns. Who you got?
Looks like we may be picking again, me and Gene. Wayne Gabbert has.
Hey, that 44-yard touchdown run impressed the hell out of me last week.
I'm going with San Francisco and that defense, man. You're looking at Manziel will be starting later today, and it's just, you know, San Francisco. Cleveland has given up the most sacks of any team in the NFL, and looks like it may continue this week as well. I'm going with San Francisco.
Going with the 49ers again. The next game we have is the Indianapolis Colts 6-6 at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who you got?
I'm actually going with Jacksonville in this one. They're at home. They're in contention, so to speak. And this would definitely help them. If they fall to 6-7 and the Jacksonville Jaguars go to 5-8, there'd only be a game behind because we are, you know, we're going to pick later, but I think New England will beat Houston. I'm actually going with Jacksonville in this one.
I'm going with the Colts because after that thrashing of a whipping they took at the hands of the Steelers last week, I know Chuck Pagano's not going to just let that be because they still technically have a chance to win the division.
Jacksonville can put points on the board. You saw that last week. In a losing effort, they lost 42-39.
Yeah, they can. But I'm going to go with the Colts. I think they win and get over the 500 maybe for the – but second time, maybe.
And can you believe Blake Bortles has the club record of 27 touchdown passes and needs only three to become the first Jaguar to throw 30 touchdowns in a season? You would have thought Brunel when he had Jimmy Smith and Cardale.
But no, this just shows you how good this kid is.
Oh, he's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
And he has, you know, them two Allen receivers that he has.
Yeah, that helps.
Great receivers.
All right, I think we got time for one more here. The San Diego Chargers 3-9 at the Kansas City Chiefs. Man, Chargers done gave up. I think they gave up long time ago.
What's their problem, MG?
The distraction, I think.
That's what I was just about to say. You think it's actually?
I mean, you've been in a town for so many years. I don't know. I think it is. I really do. I just think the players, San Diego's a good place to live, and the weather and all, as Ronnie always talks about.
Here's the thing. Today is December 13th. Do you know in less than a month we could know what's going to happen in L.A.?
Well,
I think it's like
distraction.
January 12th or something. They're going to make some type of announcement that where we're going to know which teams will be playing in L.A.
Okay.
Next year.
Big distraction.
With all that being said, I'm still going with San Diego.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
I'm going with San Diego simply because it's a divisional game. The Chargers will be up for it. The Chiefs, they have won six in a row, but they're going to lose at some point. Why not let it be a division player, division foe?
Yeah, they have been playing pretty good. So, tell you what, we got more picks, folks, coming up for you, so make sure you stick around and continue to follow us right here. You're listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show on Yahoo Sports Radio.
It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
Get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quicken Loans Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
And we are back for the final segment of the Yahoo Sports Teams NFL Weekly Countdown Show, getting you ready for kickoff this Sunday morning. Next game we have is the Tennessee Titans 3-9 at the New York Jets 7-5. Who you got?
I am going with the New York Jets. Ryan Fitzpatrick is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear me? He is on fire. One of the most improved quarterbacks or players in the league this year. I don't even want to say most improved. He was just with, you know, the Houston Texans, and he was not getting the, you know, accolades, but he's been a great quarterback. So, you know, much respect to him. You know, he has, you know, Marshall and Decker. Yeah. Decker out there, but they playing some good average, running the ball real well. So I'm going
talk about Marshall real quick, because this guy is the first player in NFL history to have over 1,000 receiving yards with four different teams.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Can't believe you're that good and been traded that many times.
Yeah. Well, you know, he had that head thing going there. I mean, he had some issues off the field there and anger management. I'm going with the Jets as well. How do you get to play in the season and, you know, be an active player and still host a show on Showtime every week? He's one of the hosts on the NFL show.
You inside know, the NFL?
Inside the NFL.
Who?
Brandon Marshall's on every episode.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He's there, sitting there. Yeah, it's
they record in New York, and he's in New York on his day off.
Well, they record on Tuesdays, perhaps. Oh, they would have to record on Tuesdays because that's right.
Wow,
that's crazy.
Wow, that's good.
So he gets to talk smack about his own.
So he's working on his post NFL career,
and he's pretty good though. He's kind of funny.
I've never seen him. I can't afford cable. You don't pay me.
Anyway. The Buffalo Bills 6-6 at the Philadelphia
Eagles.
This is the handshake bowl.
Will they shake hands later today? Listen, let me tell you guys something. I don't have a problem I love seeing Herm Edwards go off, and I don't have a problem with what he said, but I agree with Shady McCoy. Shady McCoy is from that area. You traded me. I'm supposed to have some type of animosity. You know, you're looking at, he got rid of all his players, all his good players. The only player he kept was Riley Cooper. Who? Riley Cooper. So you get rid of your quarterback, you get rid of your receiver, you get rid of your
when folks hear that name, they don't think too kindly.
Exactly. You kept Riley Cooper and his, you know, whatever he did. You know, what we all know what he did and said back in the day. But, yeah, I would be mad.
That's
he has every right to be mad. He has every right to be upset. If he doesn't feel he was done right, he doesn't have to shake his hand. But, you know, hopefully they can just take it on the field.
Well, I would have believed Chip Kelly had made good choices had this DeMarco Murray thing panned out. Well, but it didn't.
That's their fault.
It just really made him look. So who you got in this
game? I'm going with Buffalo in this one. I know I said I'd never pick Buffalo again, but I got a funny feeling. Shady McCoy, all you fantasy football people.
I think so, too.
Shady McCoy will have a phenomenal game today to get back at Chip Kelly. We saw DeSean Jackson do it last year. I think Shady will do it this year. I'm looking for 3 touchdowns, 125 yards rushing for him today, MG.
I say Chip Kelly probably tries to get even his own self and have the Eagles, only because the division is still up for grabs in the NFC East. The sense of urgency lies within the Philadelphia Eagles in this game, if you ask me. I'm going with the Eagles to win. The next game is the Detroit Lions 4-8 at the St. Louis Rams. Who you got?
Detroit.
That's all that needs to be said.
That's it.
I'm going with St. Louis.
It's Detroit against St. Louis. Detroit.
I take the Rams defense at home, who might, they might be distracted just like the Chargers. Yeah, they don't know where the hell they're going to be playing next week. I mean, next year. New Orleans Saints 4-8 at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Another division game.
You didn't say Tampa Bay's record.
6-6 Tampa Bay. We said they were already exceeding expectations.
But they are in the playoff hunt.
Yeah, can you believe that?
They're in the playoffs.
With a rookie quarterback.
And a rookie coach, so to speak. Lovie Smith just doesn't get the recognition that he deserves. He's a great coach. He's showing it right now with this team. He has Doug Martin playing again like he did in his rookie season before he got drafted. I'm going with Tampa Bay in this one. However, if New Orleans Saints play everyone else the way that they played Carolina last week, they may be undefeated right now. Because they played a hell of a game against Carolina.
They did play good.
But I think the Saints are going to go back right. I mean, Mark Ingram now is on injury reserve.
They can't put two good games together.
Yeah, they can't. And so that's why I'm going with Tampa
Bay. But I'm going to tell you the reason why the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 6-6. It's because the NFC East sucks. And this is one reason why they might get in.
What a year to
be bad in the NFC East.
Well, true.
Yeah, this is why we're still talking Tampa. I'm going with Tampa Bay as well. Next game we have is the Oakland Raiders, 5-7. Buccaneers got a better record than the Raiders. At the Denver Broncos, 10-2. Osweiler, what can we say bad about him?
You can't. But let me ask you this, Mean Gene. You're 10-2 Denver. You have a winnable game against an up-and-coming Oakland Raider team today, so you rest Peyton one more week. Mean Gene, at what point do you make the decision to bring Peyton Manning back, or do you keep Osweiler as the quarterback even. Do you bring Peyton Manning back if Oswald is still winning games?
That's going to be the question that
– No, I'm asking you
oh,
as the
do
head
I?
Coach. I'm asking you as the head coach.
You know what? If this guy is playing and there's a sizable – there's a difference, an advantage, I want to say – you know what?
What advantage does Oswald have over Peyton Manning?
Right now, he's hotter than Peyton Manning.
So this possibly could be Peyton's last year in the NFL, and you're going to have him as your backup quarterback.
I'm sorry. I mean, if he has an injury out there that
but
is
he's
preventing
fully
him.
He's fully healed right now. He's fully
so
healed.
So they tell us. They never told us about the injury in the first place.
Well we're in my scenario, he's okay. Fully healed, and he's ready to play. Do you pull the trigger and put him back in?
Not against the Raiders. For the playoffs. Oh, I think they are going to do it.
Is it to the point that where who Peyton Manning is, you almost have to?
Yeah, I think they are.
You have to
it.
Put him back in because he's Peyton Manning and the legacy and so forth. But sorry to get off. I thought about this.
Who you got?
I'm going
game.
With Denver in this one.
I'm going with Denver in this game as well. Next game we have. Is the return to the scene of the crime there in Dallas or no in Green Bay? Was it a catch? Yeah, it was a catch. Dallas Cowboys 4-8 at the Green Bay Packers 8-4. Who you got?
Green Bay. I mean, they're at home. Green Bay lost all those games. Now they came back with a nice victory last week on that Hail Mary type catch. Darren McFadden has 719 scrimmage yards, but it seems like that offensive line that the Cowboys had and were bragging about last year, that offensive line left with DeMarco Murray. And it's just because it's not that the offensive line is bad. I heard someone tell me that in the barbershop the other day. That's what we were arguing about. It's not that the offensive line is bad, but when you don't have a great running back there, you could put 9 in the box and say, you know what? And you don't have a good quarterback, I'm going to put 9 in the box, 8 in the box. Hell, I'd put 11 in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see if Matt Castle or Brandon Wheaton can beat us, which they've proven they cannot. So, I mean, Green Bay is going to outcoach him meaning that they're going to play to the strengths or the weaknesses of that offense, and Green Bay is going to win this game.
I got Green Bay as well, but I, you know, won't take nothing away from that Cowboys win on the Monday night there against the Redskins.
I won't either because
it was
a win against a divisional foe, and you know how much we hate the Redskins because you're always going to come up and play the Redskins.
Sunday night game tonight, late tonight, it'll be the Patriots at the Texans. Down in our home, Houston, Texas. So who you got here?
You have to go with New England. Yes, they lost 2 in a row. Yes, J.J. Watt has a broken hand. He broke it on Wednesday. He's playing with a cast, you know, casting, but his fingers are still showing. However, Bill Belichick is superior at this. He will find a way where J.J. Watt would not be a factor later tonight. We all know Clowney won't be a factor simply because he's Clowney and he won't be a factor. New England will win this game easily tonight. Because they are pissed off and
he lost 2 in a row.
So New England will win this game and J.J. Watt would not be a factor at all.
All right, I'm going with the Houston Texans. That's what I have circled here on my paper.
Wow.
I say Houston tries to give them their third loss in a row, and it'd be interesting to see how they bounce back. The last game here is the Monday night game, the New York Giants 5-7 at the Miami Dolphins 5-7.
This is what I call the WWE Bowl.
No, this is what I call the Giants make
surge. Right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. This is when the Giants turn it on. They're going to win this game tonight.
Eli will win
this game 35-10 like that.
Thank you.
And this is what will propel them into the playoffs and deep into. You're absolutely right.
This is,
we're talking about the Giants' history of past. We all know we're not just speculating.
This is where it starts.
Yes, this is where it starts.
Mama, here comes that man. that's what's going to happen. Hey, folks, we hope you enjoyed the show. Hot Rod. And Mean Gene and Ronnie, we know you're enjoying your time off. We hope we'll see you next week. But anyway, folks.
Happy holidays to everyone out there.
Happy holidays. Enjoy the games today. Make sure that you don't drink and drive. And share the TV. Share the remote control with your wife.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't. Right? You don't have to hog the TV.
Spoken like a man is not married. The TV is all I got.
Nothing to share. Anyway, folks. Hope you enjoyed the show. You've been listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show right here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Hey.